Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book study. My name is Stephanie L., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater from Southern California. Today is Thursday, May 2nd, 2024, and this is the 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting. Today, we are reading from the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous, and we are on page 17, the third full paragraph, beginning with the tremendous fact of every one of us, ending with, to those who suffer from alcoholism. We are reading and commenting on just that one paragraph this morning. Today's readers are Sherry Z., who will be reading the text, Wendy M., reading page 164. Our newcomer greeter is Loretta M., and announcers will be Leslie M. And actually, Sherry M. is going to fill in as newcomer greeter this morning. The reference ID number for yesterday, Wednesday, May 1st, 2024, is 21,366-21366. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 21,368 or 21368. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. I will now ask Patty F. to please read the 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. And Patty, you need to hit star one to unmute.
Okay. This is Patty F. from Massachusetts, compulsive overeater. One, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Patty F. And I will now ask Carol B. to please read the 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous.
Hi, good morning. My name is Carol B., compulsive overeater in Ontario, Canada. The 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends on OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants, they do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Have a joyful day, everyone. Thank you for allowing me to do service.
Well, thank you, Carol B. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you please keep your sharing to the topic and the literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to remute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, we ask that everyone's phone, except the speakers, please be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We are on page 17. We are reading the third full paragraph, beginning with the tremendous fact of every one of us, ending with to those who suffer from alcoholism. We're just going to read and share on that one paragraph this morning. And I will now ask Sherry Z to please begin reading.
Thank you, Stephanie. I'm Sherry Z, recovered in Southern California today, actually in Palm Springs. We are on page 17, as you said, in the last paragraph. The tremendous fact for every one of us is that we have discovered a common solution. We have a way out on which we can absolutely agree and upon which we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. This is the great news this book carries to those who suffer from alcoholism. Again, Sherry, recovered in Southern California. This paragraph is so hopeful. It is literally a promise that if you are suffering, there is a way out. And I love that it says it's a common solution, because like for cancer, chemotherapy is a common solution, but the prescription is different for each person, which means that just because you can eat this doesn't mean that I can eat it. So the Big Book is our prescription, but what your food plan is just part of the details of how you will individually recover. And I also wanted to note that we join in brotherly and harmonious action. The gift of this book is that we become better people. And I can speak for myself. I have become a better, kinder, more thoughtful person, because when I was in the food, it was about me and the world was about me. And if it wasn't going according to my plan, then you know what? You were in trouble. But because of this prescription, which is the Big Book, this common solution, we become better people. kinder, more harmonious, and we're better people in the world. And I see it today. And the fact that my children, my husband, my brother, all these people also see it and comment on it is just like, as they say, whipped cream. This is the great news. This is incredible news that this many people can get on a phone every morning and read this book paragraph by paragraph and recover. So grateful to be part of this program, recovered, and so thankful to all of you for showing up every day because we are the common solution. And thanks for letting me share.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Sherry B. We are now going to open up the meeting for sharing. Although we value your experience, we ask that you please limit your sharing to every third day in order that others might share their experiences too. So if you share it on Tuesday or Wednesday on any of our vision meetings, please allow others the opportunity to share today. Please keep your share to 3 minutes to allow for as many people as possible to share. I'll remind you with the timer when your time is up. And if you could please give your first name, last initial, and where you are calling from. Who would like to share?
Wendy B.
Maria C.
I think I heard Wendy B.
Roz G.
And Maria C.
Lisa
I
M.
I heard Roz G, Lisa M. And there was someone else in there I missed.
Oh, Maria C. Sorry.
Got you, Maria. Thank you.
Thank you.
Gaylene B.
Was that Jaylene?
Gaylene with a G.
Got you. Gaylene B. And do we have anyone else who wants to get in on this first round? Okay. I've got Wendy B., Roz G., Lisa M., Maria C., Gaylene B., and if you can please let us know where you're calling from. And we'll start with Wendy B., followed by Roz G.
Good morning. This is Wendy B., recovered in Arizona. And get my microphone here. Okay, so there is a solution, you know, to our common problem in this book, you know, and I've been given the opportunity to embrace it. You know, if I want the solution, I'm invited in. You know, everyone is given the same opportunity, and, you know, and I have a choice. You know, am I going to continue in isolation, blotting out my consciousness, you know, trying to numb out, or am I going to accept this spiritual solution? And, you know, and I have this choice every day, you know, to surrender and let God do for me what I can't do for myself, you know, or to reject God and walk away, you know, and do my own thing. On page 59, it says, "There is one who has all power. That one is God. May you find him now." And, you know, God has all the power to straighten out my life, to fix my problems, to guide me to the answers, to direct my steps, you know, on the path of peace and serenity and harmony. And I just need to surrender control and let him be the director. You know, I just need to trust and rely on him, you know, and to believe, you know, he is who he says he is, you know, and to do the actions he directs me to do. To do the next right thing, you know, in any given situation, you know, that I'm facing, and you know, and to trust the outcome to him, you know, it's in his hands. And it says we can join in brotherly and harmonious action, you know, and I'm invited to join in, you know, to be part of, to be included. You know, this isn't exclusive. You know, if I choose to belong, then I do. You know, if I identify in, then I'm included. And, you know, my feelings in the past, you know, of not belonging and being rejected and excluded were lies, you know, and they're being replaced with belonging and acceptance and understanding and love and camaraderie and fellowship. And, you know, it's just beautiful and a very satisfying life and welcome to anyone who is considering joining us. And thank you for letting me share.
Yeah, thank you so much, Wendy B. from Arizona. Next up, we have Roz G. followed by Lisa M.
Okay, thank you for your service. My name's Roz G. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Palmdale, California, which is in Los Angeles County. And my share isn't really going to be much different than anybody, or I think we all have the same experience, but I got 3 minutes here. So I just want to say that my solutions before OA were so many diets, 20 different diets or more, pills, books, organizations, church, prayer, and asking God to remove calories, and none of them worked. And when I came to Overeaters Anonymous, specifically the big book study groups, I found a common solution, because this book is the recipe and the clear-cut specific directions on how to recover. And the doctor's opinion tells me that I can't ingest certain ingredients without developing the phenomenon of craving. And I want to ignore that statement sometimes, but if and when I do, I'm on the road to eating again, and I don't want to go back there. And so I'm grateful for everybody in Overeaters Anonymous, because we come from so many different backgrounds, different races, different religions, different beliefs, different political parties, and it doesn't matter, because our common solution is to have the only requirement for OA is a desire to stop eating compulsively. So if you and I have a desire to stop eating compulsively, we're welcome here. And we will hear from people who have recovered, people who have experience and knowledge and strength to share with us how they did it. And then we turn around and share with others, suffering members, how we did it. And it's a never-ending circle with a triangle inside, or either way you want to look at it. And so I want to be in brotherly, harmonious love with everyone, whether I disagree with them or not. We'll find a solution. And I'm so grateful that I don't have to suffer today, that I'm not suffering physical ailments or emotional ailments due to compulsive overeating. I still have life problems, but once again, this book gives me the tools to deal with them. So I thank you and pass.
Well, thank you so much, Roz G. from California. Next up, we have Lisa M., followed by Maria C.
Thank you, moderator, for your service this morning and leading the meeting. And this is Lisa N., actually, with a like Nancy, and I'm in Wisconsin. And I loved this paragraph. Aren't they all good? I mean, did you ever say, gee, I don't like that paragraph? I never say that. So thank you, everybody, for your great shares, inspiring, exciting to be here. And what I know is that tremendous fact is a higher power. It's just got to be, because I am powerless over food. I'm powerless over other things. I have other programs that I'm in, powerless over people, places, and things, as they say. I'm powerless. What a great thing to know, because that means somebody else has the power probably. And I know in my case, it's a higher power, and my higher power puts amazing circumstances and people in my life. And I had to do a 10th step this morning. And if you're not there yet, don't worry about it. It'll help. Trust me. I had to do a 10th step this morning, and it was a few minutes after I did it, and I got a call. And that call was, I feel, from a higher power, somebody wanting help from me. And we prayed together. And my goodness, that was amazing, because you know what? Now I'm not thinking about myself. That just, it just clicked it. And so my higher power has all the answers to this day, just this day. I don't have to worry about anything that gives me trouble. Just need to turn to that higher power and my fellows in this program. And if you're new, keep coming back. Don't give up until the miracle happens. Thank you for letting me share.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa N., as in Nancy. Sorry about that, from Wisconsin. Next up, we have Maria C., followed by Jaylene B.
Hi, everybody. This is Maria C., recovered compulsive overeater in California. I love this paragraph, too. What stood out to me today, I think, was just that line, we can join in brotherly and harmonious action. Because I feel like in my head, if you had asked me to start trying to go through, I would have told you it said brotherly and harmonious love. And it is love. And this book talks about love all over the place. But in this specific little line, it actually says action. Because I feel like it's not this passive love that we're in. It's like through the works of helping others, through the works of following God, like that's like the harmony is something that we're creating as this brotherhood together. So it's always so funny to me when I see a phrase and I'm like, I didn't remember that quite right. Close, but you know, there's a little something more to it. And for me, how I think I'm going to take this nugget with me today is just, you know, as I go through my day, as I do the 10th steps because I am there, and as I do my 11th steps, and as I have some big decisions to make in my life over the next week, actually, just like what, you know, how would God have me be is what I'm asking myself, but also, you know, how would God have me be, and what would harmonious action look like? Each time I wonder what God would have me be. So just, yeah, this paragraph just hit different today, and I'm so happy to be here. Thank you guys for listening. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Maria C. from California. Next up, we've got Gaylene B.
Good morning, everyone. It's really great to be on the meeting with you this morning. I also really like this paragraph. I love the 12 steps. I've been working them for many years in other programs, and I find them to be a common solution in so many facets of my life, not just compulsive overeating, but I can rely on this way of life and this design to help me work through any struggle, any issue, any weakness, habits, things I want to change. I just find it so beautiful, and I'm so grateful. And it is a tremendous program. And I appreciated the opening share that the common solution is the 12 steps. It is this book, the fellowship, reaching out to one another, having our fellows. I got really hung up on trying to make my program look exactly like someone else's. And when I finally just surrendered my eating plan, everything to my higher power, he unfolded it in front of me. And it's been simpler than I ever could have dreamed, and was so easy for me. And I was making it so hard and difficult, and a lot of it was my stinking thinking and the thoughts that would come in, and well, try this, try that, do this, do that. She says this, she tries it that way, and he's doing this. And I just never really imagined that my higher power could help me come up with a plan designed just for me, Gaylene. Here in Little Idaho, he came up with a plan for me, and I have finally reached a healthy body weight. After many, many years, I don't consider myself recovered. I'm still new and just moved into maintenance, and trying to be very, very diligent and aware of my surroundings, my behaviors, my thoughts. But I am so grateful for this meeting, so grateful for a vision for you, grateful to the wonderful woman, Charlene, who brought a vision for you meeting to my town and got me on this path and sponsored me the first time, and grateful for all the people who have shared, given me insights, taken my daily calls. You're all just incredible, and I feel tremendously blessed to be here with you today. Thank you. Gaylene from Idaho. I'll pass. Gaylene B.
Thank you so much, Gaylene B. from Idaho. And we're going to take another lineup. Before we do that, if you're just joining us, let me fill you in on where we are. We're on page 17 in the big book. We read the third full paragraph, beginning with the tremendous fact of every one of us, ending with to those who suffer from alcoholism. And we read and we are commenting on just that one paragraph this morning. And if you would like to share and you haven't shared on any vision meeting on Tuesday or Wednesday of this week, we would love to have you share your experience, strength, and hope with us. Please give your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Sharon B. New York.
I heard someone B from New York.
Ann.
Okay, Ann, I've got you.
Sherry H.M.
I've got you, Sherry H.M.
Deborah G.
Deborah G., I've got you.
Sherry M.
I've got you, Sherry M.
Thanks.
Natalie M.
And all right, Natalie, I've got you. I think it will probably take us to the end. So I've got Ann B., Sherry H.M., Deborah G., Sherry M., and Natalie M. And Ann, you're up first, followed by Sherry H.M.
Hi, this is Ann B. I'm a compulsive overeater in Westchester United Intergroup in New York. And I have been abstinent for 19 years, but I don't like the word recovered. Common solution. The common solution is the 12 steps and the 12 traditions. And if there are no group conscience meetings, which are part of the traditions, it's not the full solution. And I recently discovered this group does not have those meetings, and that disturbs. Thank you. I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Ann B. from New York. Next up, Sherry H.M., followed by Deborah G.
Good morning. This is Sherry H.M., gratefully recovered sugar addict and compulsive overeater from Washington State. Thanks so much for your service. Oh, wow. This is just so good because it's a reminder our program is not for those who want it. It's not for those who need it. It's a program of action for those who do it. It talks about the common solution, and I also love the title of this chapter, There is a Solution. I've also used, when I first got in the program, I didn't know anyone was using the big book for, for compulsive overeating. And it's just such a gift. There is a solution. This has helped me more than anything. I'm so grateful to God for putting in my path. And it says in here, we absolutely agree on these, and then we can join in brotherly and harmonious. But again, it's action. It says in our book, we can't rest on our laurels. That will just put me back into the arms of my refrigerator and having an affair in there and just tearing apart the house, eating everything. And I'm so grateful. It's been like 9.5 years of abstinence, and that I don't crave it at all. This is the miracle. It's not a white knuckle thing. It's just that, like our book says, the cravings have been removed. If I don't keep spiritually fit, though, and if I'm, not doing a 10th step that I need to do or something, and then I can just, like, get a little urge for, oh, wouldn't it be nice if I had blah, blah. And that's a good sign. Okay, girlfriend, you got to get in there and work your program more. So thanks all for your wonderful service, and to everybody for being on the line. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Sherry H.M. from Washington State. Next up, Deborah G., followed by Sherry M.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you so much for your service leading us today. And everyone, thank you all for making this meeting possible, and also the shares 12-stepping me today. I feel so blessed to be able to have this to start my day. And welcome to all the newcomers. I'm so glad that you're here. We can do this together. I'm so grateful that I lived in such suffering for so long with the food, and then all that other stuff that was leading me to the food. And, you know, I didn't have any solution to deal with that except for the food. That's all I knew. But yet it was creating more suffering with it, but didn't even realize it because I was not honest and I was in such a delusion of unconsciousness. And what I discovered was when I, you know, put that food down and was beautifully taken through the steps by my sponsor, you know, I just did the honesty with the first step, and then the open-mindedness and the willingness to do the rest of the steps. And what I was experiencing was the effects of the steps rather than the effects of the food. And, oh, wow, I am so grateful for that and for all of you that continue to keep me awake of what to do and now living in steps 10, 11, and 12 and taking other people through the steps so that they can have this experience, so that they don't have to suffer anymore. You know, they can get a deep connection with a power, you know, for me, it's my divine loving presence power that loves me so much that I can go to all the time. And that doesn't mean I don't get off the beam, because I do. But I have these steps to get me back there again, the 10, 11, and 12, taking the action of doing that experience. And then I get back. Oh, it feels good. I get back to that place again, you know, of, because that selfish, self-centered fear just creeps in there all day long. You know, that's my nature, I think, is that self-centered fear. What creates all the resentments and the dishonesties and all that. But it's so beautiful that today, oh, thank you, God, for keeping me awake, that I can do something about it. And then again, help someone else. That's all I have. Thank you.
And Deborah, can you let us know where you're calling from, please? Deborah G.? Okay, thank you for muting. Well, thank you very much, Deborah G. We'll test where you're calling from next time.
Deborah G. from Arizona. Sorry, something came on while I was trying to unmute. Deborah G. from Arizona. I think that's what you wanted, right?
Yes. Thank you so much, Deborah G. Got you. Deborah G. from Arizona. Awesome. Next up, Sherry M., followed by Natalie M.
Hey there. Good morning. This is Sherry. I'm gratefully recovered in Wyoming. And, you know, just based on everyone's shares the past 2 days on both meetings, everyone's talking about the same thing, right? And there's so many similarities because we're absolutely agreeing. There is no disharmony here in what the common solution is. It's a higher power that can relieve me of this horrific disease, entire abstinence, and working the 12 steps on a 24-hour basis. I have a daily reprieve. That's the common solution. And then the power of the fellowship is needed in order for me to work those steps on a daily basis and stay abstinent. But it's a higher power. I love that anytime it says fact, right, this tremendous fact, it's like we're just asking, this is a truth. This is the truth. We're asking you to believe us. We're telling you that we've had this experience. Now we're trying to carry it to those who still suffer, right? There's so many. And then it just brings tears to my eyes because I'm thinking about the passengers, right? Like I was a passenger with some people who, with some wonderful women, and they had the message and they had the common solution and they led me to my higher power in a way that I had not known before. But I don't know where they are today because they like jumped the ship, right? They jumped off the ship and I don't know if they've been saved again or where they are. And it's really, really sad. And that is the longer we're here, the more we see that. Not everybody stays here and can continue to do this work. And together we can get better. And this is a deadly disease because it's the only disease that that I know of that my mind tells me I don't have the disease. So on a daily basis, I'm fighting the solution because my mind is convincing me that I don't actually have the disease and I don't need the medicine. I mean, if that's not insanity of what I'm living with on a daily basis, I don't know what is. So I'm so grateful to be in a big book meeting where we discuss this. We know what the problem is. I need to know and remember what my problem is. And my problem is my mind. The main center of my problem is the mind. Take away the food and I'm left with the mind. This is why this is a threefold disease. And I just need to continue one day at a time with God's help, with your help. And I never, ever want to forget, but yet I have a disease of amnesia. So I need you to remind me. So thank you so much for the common solution. There is no dissension here. There's nothing for us to debate here. This is just evidence shows that my life was one way, going to death, and now I live a life beyond my wildest dreams. That is a fact of my life. As long as I stay here and I stay connected and remember the source of what is doing this, and that is my higher power. My number one relationship is between me and God. And if I keep first things first, I can continue to agree with everyone else. Okay. Have a blessed day, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Sherry M. from Wyoming. Next, we have Natalie M.
Hi, this is Natalie from California. Thanks for your service. The common solution for me, as many people have already said, staying in the literature and the prayer meditation, step 11. I've been in the program since 2000, so coming up on 25 years, and I've maintained a healthy body weight for a long time, but I've still been dancing with the food, right? When I need a little treat, then like my food plan has a healthy snack right there, and I'm like, I can substitute that out for something in a cellophane bag as long as it's just the salty kind. There's not sweet. I'm good. I'll just have one serving. And I actually tried that yesterday. I thought I deserved it, needed a little treat. And, you know, I'm so done turning to food, something that doesn't even satisfy. And it's so misleading and unsatisfying. I'm done. I think I really am done finally with turning to food instead of God or prayer. If I need a little treat or something special because it's just been, you know, a day, then a walk or a call to a fellow or prayer time is looking better. It's like that's yes, you know, let's do that. Hearing some great music, you know, it's enslaving the food. For me, it doesn't work. Other people might have that luxury to pick up a little thing at the gas station or, but that's the beginning of the end for me. That's me turning away from God because that's the one area where it's a complete weakness for me. And I get to cooperate with my higher power and put that down. And as soon as I made that decision, I felt so freed. So today, I believe I'm closer to my higher power simply by saying no. And it's only because of these meetings, knowing that I'm not doing this alone, reading the literature, how many have gone before me doing this, all the alcoholics and drug users, all of us addicted to something that's a distraction from complete freedom and walking towards my higher power, walking hand in hand with my higher power, better able to be of service in that situation. So, the common solution, we're in this together. And thank you so much for this meeting, and thanks for everyone on the line. I'll pass.
Well, thank you so much, Natalie. I'm from California, and we can actually take probably 2 to 3 more shares. Please give your first name, last initial, and where you're calling from. Who would like to share?
Janice K.
Well, I've got you, Janice K. Deb E. and Michelle. I've got you, Deb E. And you can possibly do one more as well.
Lynn D., California.
Was that Lynn D. as in dog?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. So I've got Janice K., Deb E., Lynn D., and Janice, you're up first, followed by Deb E., and please let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, this is Janice K. in Oregon. And what strikes me is the statement, the common solution and the brotherly harmonious action. And as hard as it is to say it, the biggest obstacle to brotherly and harmonious action is me, myself, and I. And I'll say that because I can only share my own experience and strength and hope. We can get to a common solution. Example from my life, we have a meeting that is trying to figure out what to say next, what book to study. A great many of our people are newish and have been brought in to a big book study that's been going on a couple of years. They're interested in one set of literature, I'm interested in another, and the fact that their program does not look like mine frightens me. And that fear comes through in anger. The thing I have to get over in order to reach brotherly and harmonious action sometimes is to accept that other programs don't look like mine. I would like them to. I have to admit that sometimes a program that is worked differently than mine makes me, my first reaction is all this self-righteous anger because I get thought and judgment. But the fact is, our higher power, very much as a previous speaker said, issues a prescription. And the various components of that prescription are going to be different for everyone. But everyone's prescription deserves respect. And overcoming, the thing I need to look at when I respond with anger to what someone says is, where is my fear? Where does this threaten me? And when I do that, I find it much easier to enter into brotherly and harmonious action. Thank you for listening. I pass.
Well, thank you so much, Janice Kelly from Oregon. Next up, we've got Deb E., followed by Lynn B.
Hi, this is Deb E., recovered compulsive overeater in Israel. And I've just been in a really good mood today, and I know exactly why. Thursdays are probably my most challenging day at work. And so I always say an extra prayer to my higher power, asking for direction, just asking for just showing me what to do, how to navigate the day, how to navigate the stuff I find challenging. And the help always comes, what I've noticed is that as long as I wholeheartedly believe that the help will come, it comes. When I doubt it, when I start to think that my higher power doesn't have the power that it actually does, I don't get the same kind of help, which is really interesting. And I feel like it's not like all of a sudden my higher power doesn't have the power. It's all about me and my response to it. And if it seems, and if I don't really believe it and that help doesn't come in the same volume and strength, then it's all because of me. It's a reflection of me, not a reflection of my higher power's abilities. And today I just said like some extra, like I was like, I really need help here. Like I really don't know how to manage this, or I don't know how to handle this. And I needed like, I knew I was going to need extra energy today. And it was amazing. I usually leave work just kind of feeling run down on Thursdays. And I felt so much extra energy this afternoon. And I know it's because, without a doubt, it's because of that extra help I asked for from our higher power. And I was just thinking about how, you know, like relationships only work if we work at them, right? And connecting with my higher power on a daily basis, like I do, it's like no wonder the relationship keeps strengthening, because I'm putting the work in every day. And it was just like, it's a nice little moment to reflect on how, if I put that work in to seek out my higher power and seek out the guidance and seek out the help and seek out like what knowledge I'm supposed to have, how much it strengthens that connection, and then in turn that strengthens me. And I'll pass it out. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Debbie from Israel. And Lindy, we can get you in here for a 2-minute share, please.
Yes, thank you so much for your service. Yes, I heard you. 2-minute share. Thank you. I'm Lynn D. from San Diego, California, recovering compulsive overeater. And yeah, we all share the common solution, which I have to read as not the Lynn solution, right? As many, many people have said before, like, I pretty much tried it all, you know. I'm at the point in my life where I've been in program more than I haven't been in program, but I have tried it all and spent hundreds and thousands of dollars trying to figure it out using the Lynn solution, fill in the blank, pills, diets, doctors, whatever, books, whatever, right? The other important thing I have to think about when I think about the common solution is that I don't have to like recreate the wheel. The wheel has already been created. I don't have to waste any more precious brain power on that. It's the directions are laid out in the big book. I don't have to analyze it. I don't have to do anything but read it and do it. So then I choose to focus to be in action of the steps of the big book. That is all I have to do to share common solutions with other people. I can really complicate it and you know, overanalyze things to the bone, but that's really all I need to do today. And I'm so, so grateful for this meeting and the big book and my higher power and everybody on the line. Thank you. Have a great Thursday. Bye-bye.
Oh, thank you so much, Lindy. Perfect timing. Perfect timing. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Wendy M., will you please read a vision for you?
Hi, Wendy M., gratefully recovered in this program. Thanks, Stephanie and everybody. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Hear freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.
Oh,